That's right.
Attention, car buyers.
Now, let me ask you a question. You have liquid respiratory medications. Like albuterol. They make things easy.
That's right.
For more information, call 1-EFIT-8696.
That's right.
Man by day, beast and devourer of the unwary by night. Who is this creature? Whose origins lie in medieval Europe as a potent symbol of fear and the violence that lurks at the center under the veneer of civilization. The slavering, quavering, gelatinous werewolf, as its huge corpulent bulk slid across the plain, leaving its slimy trail behind it. The werewolf, or the werewolf worm, as it were, slithering and glithering like some ancient, hideous beast.
Your flesh will creep,
too
your
symbolic
heart will
to
your
even
nerves will
mention.
Paralyze, and you shall
and
see
the emphasis
the
is on mention,
that
I might
ever
add.
Met your eyes.
While the tradition that we seek in uniting the water with the air,
yes,
it represents the coming together of matter and spirit.
Right now, over me.
This positive force that we know, we can perceive with our obvious logic and reason.
But of course, those fools, they will never understand as we do.
It's like an endless knot. What you can't untie for... Well, you could untie it if you just had a little pick. You could just
gonna tie one on, eh? I'd like some coconut milk. But,
I'm gonna tie one on.
Okay, you go
right
ahead.
Right over here.
Don't let me get you back. Okay.
Here.
You tie one on over there, and I'll just
okay,
tie
it's
one
on.
Over
it's
here
on.
And tie one on over here. And
it's on.
It, yeah, I'm...
I'm aware on. Of that now. Please.
You know, plants may be
yourself.
Calculating creatures. To most people, the word computer conjures up an image of a PC squatting
yeah.
on the desktop.
PC, man.
According to a new study, however,
keyboard.
Complex computations
picture.
May also be underway in another
digital
bit of office equipment.
You can load it yourself.
The potted plant right over there.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. The potted plant
what it is.
That brightens
you
up the windowsill is calculating and considering and performing
fast
and complex networks of computation.
And the people get all weird.
Unlike traditional computation, in which
there.
A central processing unit, or CPU, carries out programs, distributed emergent computation lacks a central computer.
The fake
instead,
coughing.
Large numbers of simple units interact
CPU
with each other to achieve
name.
Complex,
sorry.
Large-scale computation.
Where it's got to go, sir.
Now,
there
these plants don't add subtract multiply divide, but they do seem
don't
somehow
feel
to
a thing.
Compute solutions to problems.
Okay, there we go. And now it backs up into the back wash of the show.
Many biological systems appear to carry out
cue
this type
music
of
and bring out how can you guarantee that nothing
for
will
instance,
ever go wrong?
I can't, and I won't.
How can you guarantee it?
Nervous
there's
systems
no
and
how will this $1,500 guarantee that
one example among biologists is slime.
It's just a religion.
Is that how you guarantee that there'll be no shortages?
Single-celled,
yep,
rubbery,
no
gelatinous, blob-like amoeba-type creatures. When their food supply runs dry, they somehow
just
figure out
religion.
Through local signals between cells how to swarm together into a pulsating slug-like multicellular organism that produces the spores that give rise to
just a religion.
Ah, rising.
It's just a religion. It's just a religion. And now I introduce my religious friend.
Yeah, but it's a religion you can believe in. You only need faith.
Faith
you don't
that
even
moves
need faith.
Mountains.
You need $30.
Or
that's
paints
all you
them
need
many colors.
Evidence of your faith.
The $30 is the best evidence of your faith.
Yes,
it's easy to pay lip service to faith, but if you actually send money, we know that you truly value what we offer you in return.
Ah, now the sound that goes out
The sweet, slackful sound, that giant sucking sound, as your soul wallet is emptied of its contaminating currency.
Your soul wallet is emptied.
Yes, the wallet, it sort of looks sort of like a lung, you know.
But it's been reordered here to pack my bag, and they did a very poor job.
And what did they pack it with on this
occasion?
Bobby
should have.
Packed it with a lot of needless waste, a lot of...
The angst,
some waste was
the tragedy, inceptored Paul sweeping
by. They packed
by.
It with a lot of books of the subgenius here.
Oh, and what about Revelation X? What about
for money.
The Bibliographon?
There is a Revelation X.
What about it?
How about a Bibliographon? Have you got that one there?
Well, yes, and I've got... Oh, look, we have...
They kind of left me out
here.
Of that one, but it but had the all the newest subgeniuses expounding their editions.
Oh, yeah, the Johnny-come-latelys of the world, those hangers-on who somehow have elevated themselves
at
least 15 seconds.
But these are young, new slug demies that Stang welcomes with open arms into his bleating flock.
Hallelujah.
Yes, that's not to say that as a pastor he takes unwise or indecent advantages of his flock, but he leads them forward over the green into the fold where no wolf may swoop down and carry them away, leaving red blood spots and green grass.
Now, some of you people have written in asking Dr. Hal and the various members here at the church and on the show.
The hub.
How can we keep our followers from falling away? How can we try to refortify our clinch and make it stronger?
Those are telling questions, and it's difficult even to keep our followers from falling asleep, let alone keep them from falling away.
Sometimes they just become diffuse nimboids in the words of the
let's get started recruiting those members.
Yes.
Their words to scorn
let's
are scattered, and their mouths
away.
Are stopped with dust.
The crowds are building outside.
They haven't. They're in an ugly mood.
Yes, and according to Pope Sterno, we would simply kidnap our targets and hold them in our shrine or temple until all hints of con programming are eradicated.
That's the official historian of the state of Arkansas he's talking about, folks.
These methods cannot and must not be pre-selected. They should be tailored to fit the needs of the particular dupe being processed.
I'm with you, Pops.
Here's an idea. Feed your target barbiturates until he lapses into a comatose state.
Well, I'll
board him onto an airplane to Kuala Lumpur.
That's
one of our minions will meet him at the heliport and transfer him to Dobbstown for further encoding.
Oh, no, Dobbstown, Malaysia. Many go into that green hell, but none return. Many have taken ship at the pale beaches, but few return to the sunlit lands. Also in the news, large, unpleasant, meat-like mounds found in the vicinity of most lawns.
Most lawns?
Lawns. The hissing lawns of summer now giving way to the chastened fields of fall.
Cockroaches.
Oh, yes, the scuttling army of audible orthopterans. By themselves, you can't discern it, but when they're together en masse, you can certainly smell that frass.
15 or 14 legs.
You push the button. Tonight,
if you've ever smelt a huge mass of
TV,
roaches together, you'll never forget that roachy odor when you see their bodies crawling over each other in an absolute torrent.
Yeah, and they leave this little dust behind.
What about the one
and
on
they
the
squeak and
crawling over.
He's crawling over your dinner while you're asleep. And on your baby's eyelids, leaving his filthy, disgusting residuum.
Ah, reminds me of Cuban stories of wood termites destroying the beds.
We already talked on earlier episodes of the show
termites
about the danger
beds.
Posed by giant, 10-legged, primitive, prehistoric spiders.
We go into that almost weekly.
Well, we've covered that subject, I think, fairly
yes,
well.
Yes, it's been well covered, well trod. It's been trampled down into a flatness that's
I'm not recommending
rare,
trampling one of these
so-called
Puget spiders or any of God's creatures. I will not trample on them. On the other hand, they have to keep a healthy distance away. Hideous, wriggling monstrosities.
Here's an idea. Set up a table at any student union in any university and place all the subgenius literature you can on it for everyone to see.
And don't let anyone dump lighter fluid on it.
When people get curious, go into the rat.
Bobby.
And try to convert as many as possible before
Bobby.
You're thrown out.
Bobby.
You should be able to last at least 20
Bobby.
Minutes.
Bob.
Well, I would say you could actually get sponsorship for a
now. What
club
can our answer to the Bobbies be? What is our epistle to the Bobbies?
To the Bobbies? Well, I can sum it up in a quote by J.R. Bob Dobbs when asked about what about the Bobbies by another famous
cult leader, devotionally and doctrinally
appropriate. L. Ron Hubbard.
But you know, these Bobbies are thirsting for your answer in particular, Vile.
My answer?
Yes, you represent the fountain, the ultimate knowledge of the deeper things of
okay,
Bob.
Well, here's, I've got some advice.
I didn't know John Travolta was related.
I've got some advice for the subgenius Bobbies out there. I want you to gather up all of your subgenius propaganda.
They'll do
it
now.
And I want you to make copies of it and put it in newspapers in the coin-operated vending machines. I want you to do this in front of the post office, the police station, the university, and especially all boxes in front of churches.
Do this in Philo's name.
This will assure that the right people will get it.
Yes. They'll get it, all right.
Yeah,
they're really going to get it.
They got a lot of coin-operated
vending machines. Waiter's seat. Now that's the crime.
Here's an idea for the Bobbies.
Showdown.
Cut out and glue Dobbs heads to your dollar bills, and then buy stuff at the 7-Eleven with them.
That's pretty funny.
You should be able to get at least $2 for every dollar you work on.
But they'll track you down, won't they? They'll figure out where these dogs
are. Oh, yeah, they'll track you down. They'll track you down. They'll wear you out like dogs hounding your tail.
The U.S. Treasury deal.
They'll be just like
Secret Service.
Praise the
doggy. I don't hear this other guy over here next to me. What happened to him?
Praise the
doggy. He doesn't seem like he's close enough to his mic or something. Is that what it is? There he is. Okay, now I hear it.
Actually, the mic is not.
Actually, the mic wasn't close enough to you, is what you meant.
Is Mike
right?
Here?
You
not
were close enough.
The mic wasn't lit properly.
Bob is a wuss. Praise the doggy.
Bob is a wuss.
Praise the wuss of the woods.
Bob may be a wuss, but he's the best, strongest, most manly wuss you've ever seen.
Bob is not manly.
What?
Bob is so manly.
He is manly. He's a huge
guy. He transcends manliness. He goes beyond.
I've never seen him.
Man or woman, these simple distinctions.
Light wimp, you know.
In fact, Bob has been known to have sex with all six of the sexes.
Bob is manful.
Bob is a
wuss. He knows how to have every kind of sex.
He's a mighty man of valor and a manly
man. He's way beyond being wuss. He's more like truss.
He's got wood.
He's man of fire.
He's like seven or eight levels above wuss.
He's a giant cowboy. Yes, Bob is no whimpering midgets.
This caller, I agree with this caller. Bob is a wuss.
But he's a wuss to the 10th power.
But he is. He's a magnified wuss to the 10th power.
By rigid standards,
he's a wussified wuss beyond the wussiness of most wussness.
By the judgmental values of an earlier and extinct age, perhaps one could call J.R. Bob Dobbs a wuss. But in today's relativistic freedom, we now understand he was simply an unparalleled opportunist. One who always got everything he wanted in his own way.
Even when he didn't try.
Without even trying.
In fact, after a while, he gave up trying because it seemed to take more time when he tried, and he got it his way anyway. So he just quit trying after a while, and
it
just happened. He still got his way, but he didn't have to try anymore, so he saved a lot of time. He was able to focus on his slack. His pure slack.
Even when he didn't want to get his way.
Even at the often told story.
I used to think that
all the money he slashed from the audience.
Something that you
Bob's
can take
first
for granted.
Sales seminar
and it
miraculously transported itself
but that's
from
not
their
really
wallets
the point.
Into
the point
Bob.
Is, the word of Bob.
Without apparent intercession.
Without the connection
of course,
to the dots and the pipe.
Many cynics
much.
Have said
have
that the crowd simply did not remember getting out their money and passing it forward.
Reverend
caught
Stein.
Up in the excitement.
Stein. Of the you ever hear me call
but
him Reverend
we must
Stein.
Believe in Stein. The possibility, even
like
in the inevitability of miracles. Where
that's
J.R.
A, that's
Bob
a two-person
Dobbs
joke that
is
people have heard never really understood why I call him that.
This is the ultimate point of focus.
It all goes back to the typo.
As a direct
to a sacred typo in the Stark Picture removal.
Of the luck plane.
Yeah, it was a sacred typo that was meant
what
to
was
be
what was the sacred
there.
Letter?
Now
it was a D instead
this
of a G.
Has been made
so it
clear.
Said Reverend Stein
there will be
of
no
Reverend
more Stang.
Doggy. Doggy.
And only an expanding universe of bright glory.
Luckily, that can't happen anymore.
And this is a free universe, a universe where people are free to launch the head of their dreams.
There's a call coming. I've got to get it.
The doggy is
coming. Just a second. Oh, I
yeah, it was over there.
Look, I was going to.
But no actual.
Just
calls.
A second. We're doing
outside.
A show.
The caller is having his way with the dog right now.
Okay,
a doggy,
okay, I'll tell you.
A doggy diner I'll head.
Mods like that's not.
Just hold on. If you're just
polishing
he's a
the
master.
Dog.
No, it's just
no,
polishing
I do. I want
polishing the doggy.
All right, if that's the way you want to be. Yeah.
Polishing the dog.
Do you understand the concept of slack?
Oh, just try me. Just try me.
Right. Completely different.
Well. About 32 hours ago, actually, I was going to tell you.
Yeah, but then time passed
Look,
and things changed and
there's
got
just
out
no
of
way
hand.
I, no way I can
Next
say this.
Next thing you
there's
know,
no
you've
way,
got 10
no
pounds of something
way.
You're trying to put
Johnny,
in a 5-pound
what are you
bag.
Doing in your bedroom?
Wow.
Thank you for your interest in KPFA 94.1 FM, and please do not call
down,
again during
you've
operating
You've gone like 20, 30 miles down the road to Abilene,
your call
and you
is
don't
important
even know
to us.
Why. You haven't talked to
now
mom yet. You haven't talked to
terminate this connection.
You're just driving.
Thank you, and
thinking everybody wants an ice cream.
Other believers.
And why shouldn't they? Who doesn't like
I'll
ice cream?
I understand.
I mean, you'd have to be sick. You got to be have like a. You got to have a face, a, like a toilet for a face.
Knowledge
toilet
comes,
shaped face that was
but
caused by
lingers.
Some kind of
that's
horrible.
And he bears
genetic
a very
accident. No, it wasn't a genetic
full of sad
accident.
Wow.
It's quite
this was, it was a special
the stillness of
process.
Miracle.
When the long process face shaping is common among certain. Certain
knowledge
clans
and tribes,
and certain tribes,
and that
back
when
they used to make people's
and I linger on the
process of disfiguring the
and the individual
the face
and the world
would be well worth it after a while. Of course, if she ever had to migrate back to
boy, if I got a migraine man. And a backache that just won't quit.
May the doggy be worshipped.
How does America handle a headache?
By worshipping the doggy.
With a big pill.
And
time.
Worshipping the doggies, yes. Here, for what he says is so.
For it is written.
Yes, it is written that a big dog will come and cover every post.
And he is among us.
Yes, that is perhaps
there he is. He's right behind you. I can tell. He's behind you right now.
Often iterated canard that dogs flew spaceships. Still, you've got to hand the canine
species. When you walk out the door, his eyes will be on you.
Something for their absolute fidelity to the laws of the pack, of which you are the chief exemplar. You, being the big dog, are naturally the ones that they're going to want to hang around with, follow, and worship slavishly. But don't fall out of this privileged position, or those dogs will make you wish you'd never been born.
Like a scene from hell.
They'll be racing you around the track like the drill instructors from your worst nightmares. With you unable to desist as they snap and snarl at your heels.
So, Puzzler, do you still have the weapon you used to murder our beloved guru?
Of course, yeah.
Good, good.
It's so in a little velvet-lined box.
Have you used it?
Mad,
to,
I tell you.
Have you used it to
puzzling evidence is mad.
To kill any other famous lately?
No, but fact, I slew time.
We were talking about
I wiped
that.
My bloody blade upon his beard and left him sprawling with his
head.
Pendulum
uh-huh.
disintegrating,
and
with clockwork streaming
kill
across
that
the floor.
Leader in a video.
I killed time.
And then I actually talked with Larry Hardy about killing him in a video. So that I have a video of all these killing all the leaders.
At the Larry Harvey.
We need somebody to dress up like the Pope and somebody to dress up like the Mullah, you know, and kill all the leaders around the world.
Or have a, I'd love to have an airplane full of everybody. All
and then finally, that's what they do. They bring you an airplane of all these cult leaders and just line them up. And that'd be like that scene in Pancho Villa where Charles Bronson is having to kill the. He's having to kill so many prisoners as they run away from him across the
field
that
his
hands...
Well, what did you do? They were trying to escape. We were only following orders.
No, they weren't trying to escape. They were letting him go across the field so it would be more sporting when Charles Bronson murdered him. And they'd run across the courtyard there, and as he shot him, he shot so many of them, he had to, like, stick his hands in a bucket of water because his palms were bruised, you know, from having to reload his big six.
Yes, being a mass murderer.
You know, people never think about the rights and the trouble that a mass murderer has.
They
know?
Do go to a lot of trouble.
In
the
middle
and
lane,
the way
that ice was there.
Reminiscing
the
of the two-gun
go through before they start
if you do
people.
Not
yeah,
want
they have to go through a lot of training. Sometimes you have to go through a lot of training to be a mass murderer.
You must inform Reverend Stang or subgenius authorities, and also you should lurk unobtrusively in the background. Otherwise, it will be assumed that you won't mind being seen in an X-Day documentary. Likewise, you do not need our permission to photograph or videotape an event, but you should exercise common courtesy and make sure the person you're photographing doesn't mind. We reserve the right to destroy the equipment and confiscate the recordings of...
One time I was in Berkeley and I was taking pictures of
performers
a building,
or audience.
And there were some
that
performers at the corner.
Any type of...
Well, that's what I was saying. There were some performers on the corner that were in my field of...
They were performing.
Very good at that. Being.
They were performing.
That I was taking a picture of them.
What a performance, Dr.
And they said that I couldn't take a picture of them. And I told them that, but wait, you can't be in my picture, so get out of my picture.
Be gone, get the hint.
What gives you any more of a right to play your stupid music that nobody wants to hear on the street than I do to take a picture of a street? How can their right to do that be any greater than my right to take pictures wherever I want?
Well, as a wise
you have
man,
any public space, you're legally allowed to take pictures.
Your right to swing a frying pan
better get out
ends
of my
where my
field
nose
of vision.
Begins.
They've got about 5 minutes to pack up their ridiculous things that they call musical instruments and take that screechy noise and move to some other corner where I'm not taking a picture.
You can't be referring to the crank ensemble.
No, it wasn't them.
They
different.
Make a harmonious sound, not
there,
a screechy
caller.
Noise.
You were there. 848-4425 and 510
Eric. Turn that caller to
for those
the
of you on drugs,
848-4425.
That's 848-4425 in the 510 area code. Call any time, day or night. Spirit so moves you. A subgenius pastor will always be here to receive your heart. Unto J.R. Bob Dubs.
Who?
The living and saint of sales.
Fly.
The epoch of the soul-spanning church of the subgenius.
The numa is. Ein, null,
Now, I'm not going to try to confuse any of you newbies with an onslaught of unintelligible, non-understandable, sub-genius propaganda. What was that, Philo?
You can do it without trying. It'll happen anyway.
I suppose so. But the point is that nobody wants to hear a complex theological exposition of...
there's a lot of nobodies out
doctrinal
there.
Principles.
Yeah.
So let it go. There's a lot of nobodies that are waiting right now to hear it.
But they shall not hear it, because It is not for them.
Let's
it,
tell them
they
about.
They have no business
with Bob Rose from the dead.
Is that with the inner workings of the church and the deeper things of Bob? It's too much for them. They could never absorb the knowledge. They would be destroyed like flaming Jupiter when he appeared to hapless
settlers.
But we don't talk a lot about why. Why don't we talk about the resurrection of resurrection of Bob?
Well, this is every religion has one.
He came back several times.
Yes, he did, and that spoiled it. It's like when you're at a party and you say goodbye, and then you're there 20 minutes later. Your goodbye has totally been obviated and reduced to a lack of meaning. And the same with Bob and his yo-yo appearances, popping back and forth. It's as believable as Elvis sightings, and even less necessary, according to the warp and woof of popular culture. We've had all we need to of Bob, you know. All that Bob has already done is fine for the Church of the Subgenius. We need no more antics out of Bob. We wish he would retire to the country and keep
peace. What's this weed? Do you have a mouse in your pocket or something?
I'm simply speaking as a matter of...
Did you in that
canonical
thing you call a head?
Are you trying to push him out?
I'm not attempting to ruffle
all
the feathers of the high superiors and the deacons and the upper echelons of the lower archy. Only trying to advance
a
new
view replace Bob.
Trying to promulgate a heretical thesis, I think, but that's okay.
I am not heaping a heretical thesis in front of the church door.
That's okay. That's
You see, the circling flies are
there. We've been stepping over stuff like that for years.
No, I'm simply saying.
We stomp on stuff that's burning on a paper bag like that on our front porch every night.
I never thought you would fall for that simple prank of childhood, but I couldn't resist trying it out because when you're advancing a new idea,
I got a special pair of shoes just to stomp on it.
Yes, that's right.
I got a special pair of shoes so that when I stomp on it, I can the horrible mess that
I got you.
Results
you got you
can be easily
all God's
and
children
quickly
got you.
Cleaned up in a
when I get to heaven gonna put on the shoes gonna stomp all over God's heaven
and beautiful
or recognize
way.
The congressperson from
Berkeley.
Person?
We make no apology for emanating from Berkeley.
That participate in parade.
Cows?
The source of all things perfect.
It's 17 second delay.
Oh, well, there is amazing. A delay on KPFA.
You've been counting seconds? Did you count all those seconds?
Synchronize the Chinese 60th anniversary.
I know. I'm going to watch on YouTube. You're in China, though, now. You're in China right now, though, right?
It's live.
Right.
He's eating off the best China, folks.
He's in Shanghai, I believe, these days.
Yeah, are you in Shanghai?
Higher and higher.
There I was podcasting the other day, listening to the show, and all of a sudden the story of me and my Speedos with my Moisin Naganta Burning Man.
That's right.
That must have been a puzzling evidence.
I was wearing regulation khaki shorts.
Well, it was really strange because I was sitting there with Adana and some others, and you rode up on your bike.
Do you mean Adana Divine?
Adana? Yeah, Adana.
Good.
And then you rode
on regulation shorts.
And then you rode off to shoot a bolt-action rifle at rabbits that were many miles away.
Rabbits.
Yeah, but I reached the edge of the fly. It was about 5 miles where the scrub starts, and there were rabbits out there.
Oh, of course,
yeah.
And little
snipers. You're on the way to the hot spot.
And did you blast any of those wabbit wascals?
Those wascally wabbits.
Those wabbits are tough eating.
You put those wabbits in your pants.
They're wabbits sinewy, aren't
they? He carried those wabbits in his Speedo.
Whatsoever. They're all lean meat.
Dreaded vermin that they are.
So are you joining the party of the birthday of the country that you love?
The party of the first party?
Yeah, well, it was a pretty good, it was a 2.5 hour parade, and we were able to sync up live with Phineas, who did a nice soundtrack, which included the Monty Python.
And here it is,
And one of the old puzzling evidence, Dr. Hal soundtrack with the Ghost Parade, or was it the JFK?
A contract with the Ghost Parade, you say we signed?
2.5 hour.
Naturally, it's invalid today.
A lot of people showed up at Gerlach.
Who can top that?
When?
You can't top that.
That was
kind
on,
of stuff.
Wednesday, New York time.
Stuff he's talking about.
Baby.
And a Stucky's restaurant.
How did you shave an ape baby? That's what I want to know.
I'd love
to integrate it into a more human society.
That's amazing.
It looks less like an ape and more like a human.
More like a human. When you shave an ape, it looks more human-like.
So how did you get the tickets for the Red Square?
I don't know if that's entirely true, but...
No, you talked Tiananmen Square.
Tiananmen Square, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Well, you'll see a lot of red things there.
She's still there, yeah.
The civilian floats were almost as good as the military with giant microscopes, windmills, new houses, and the spacecraft with the Tychonauts. They call them waving Chinese flags.
Tychonauts.
Now, were you able to set up a table out there and sell your subgenius clinch material?
Oh, I don't think they would allow that.
Great. The vendors were cleared out away along with all the street people, vermin, street walkers, and anything else that wasn't nailed down.
Yeah. So if you had like any kind of...
It was like when the Pope came to San Francisco in the 80s. You guys remember that one?
Oh, I was there.
And our friends
came to my block.
Yeah, that's right. Our friend Scott woke up one morning and there were snipers running all over his building. Because he lives across the street from the Mission Church, where he was a speaking.
Same block. The Secret Service were in the Palestinian Corner Grocery, and that was hilarious.
Man, we like that.
Now, that's
memories.
Not the one with the biggest rubber ball band.
The days we have seen.
No, that's not there anymore.
Yeah, I heard that guy was rather secretive.
It's in a secret location,
if it wasn't true.
Duty and dinner calls in Friday night.
You're delivering.
Duty for dinner.
What time is it?
Duty dinner.
It's 7
p.m.
for dinner.
Wow. That's really sick.
7 p.m. in Shanghai.
Anything but late for dinner.
Cool. Thanks for calling.
All right. Yeah. See you, Sven.
All right.
I'll watch the party on YouTube.
Back right
out. That is the.
All right.
Greetings, Philo and Hal and Fuzz, Ev, and everyone else.
Yes. We'll see you. From the Church of the Shining Path of Least Resistance in Central China.
Sayonara and Sachin. Signing off.
Okay.
Yeah, what's it taking?
In the name of the Father,
like,
the Son,
I really care
if
these guys their own cutoff button.
Hey, you can pick up some Chinese that way.
Yeah, so he got to see the whole party. I can't wait to see
Work for him.
Yeah.
They got a big country, big party.
Let's see.
Dinner for 4,000.
Exactly.
4,000 people.
All those loaves and fishes.
Available.
How are you going to feed that
for
hungry
dinner?
But you don't want to cater if you slap. Catering's not.
Well, we're getting the from the catering.
It's almost July 4th here. Almost St. Stupid's Day.
Yeah.
Almost Burning Man.
I can just smell those burning hot dogs on the grill. See the balloons floating against the bright blue sky.
That's right. Almost
the sunburned farmers lying on the grass. Waiting for the fireworks to go off. And here at Pacific
Dismal, we'll have fireworks out on 4th of July this year.
To appear with Mohicus.
Go diving in there.
Solution of
dive in that pool.
Page of
is
other
all that
super
all up in
stores,
Point Arena this weekend?
Public.
No, actually, it's elsewhere.
I would if it was enough money in it.
Spring day.
Point Arena.
How much money would it take you?
Of the evening
to do it for 100,000?
Across the sky.
Yeah, I would.
Because now the day is over.
Would you do it for 1,000?
It's drawing me.
Not if anyone was taking
the night has 1,000 eyes.
Wait, pictures? How much do I get paid for the pictures get taken?
If pictures are included, it's going to be at least 10,000.
Right.
If no pictures, 1,000. If no pictures, 1,000.
And no witnesses.
No pictures and no witnesses, $50.
The tree does not fall silently.
Really? It's not free if it's no pictures, no witnesses?
Yeah. If there's pictures and witnesses, it's $5,000. Oh, wait, no, $10,000.
Like any internet stuff, I want it free. The internet is free, man.
And so lucky that YouTube is free.
Wow.
It's all free. Free.
Free.
What is free?
Loving, enduring, Santa Claus's once-a-year trip around the world, the flying
what is
reindeer,
free except elves, things with no value,
and the magical workshop of the North Pole, mystified and delighted, countless stories.
Free is only interesting if it's something that, under normal circumstances, would have some relative value.
Fine and upstanding,
let's talk about hundreds of dollars.
I mean,
I got familiar,
if somebody gives you a free turd, you're not impressed with it.
With white women.
Because you don't value a turd the same way you value money. Or our something
mission
negotiable.
Is to be a fraternal and social organization dedicated to experiencing the joy of being Santa Claus.
Hundreds of dollars.
And to sharing with one another the legends, customs, and responsibilities of the Santa Clausist Society.
All free at Dismal.
Church of the Last
its
Buzzard.
Objective is to provide its membership with the resources, networking, and support necessary to further define and improve the image of Santa Claus in the world today.
And we do that.
Violations of the mission statement would include showing a vindictive and persecutory attitude towards its members, establishing a Santa tribunal in which sitting corporate officers have a vested interest,
drinking
and
in a
engaging
suit?
In un-Santa-like dialogue with members of the order.
Or opposite sex.
We categorically denounce the current leadership and its policies and actions. We disassociate ourselves from all events, activities, and financial obligations, and decertify, disassociate, and separate as chartered lodges of the World Society of Santa Claus Supremacy.
This is unionism.
Under the present circumstances, we can no longer support the policies that govern this group. So, this is where we formally say farewell to these Santa Clausists and wish them well in their journey.
And now on to more generic pursuits. We're going to just pursue the subject of ismism. And then we'll be ismists. Some type of ism where we can all be the ismists of the ism that we care about. Not particularly anything but a generic thing at the beginning. So needlessly repetitive and
you mean Arabic zebraism?
Yeah, but we would leave the Arabic and the zebra part off, and it'll just be ismism.
An Arab named Abu Ben-Zism.
And then you'll be an ismist, and I'll be an ismist. And we'll be into generic isms.
That beast looks too cute in that striped zoot.
The main thing is it has to end in ism.
Busted out from some prison.
Like jism and schism.
Turn to the Wiebelfetzer, our giant computer here.
And jism.
We can ask it any question because all of life long ago has been reduced in the innards and glowing coils of the Wiebelfetzer to an algorithm which explains everything. And now we're privileged as we get the first hard data back.
Well, for more is the ism, right?
Well, yeah, it's being piped out.
The ism of
7
the
million nanoglobs a minute.
Communism.
It doesn't fit in there.
It's really an astonishing thing scientifically. What this machine can do just simply dwarfs all previous machines and causes them to run giggling away into the magic forest. Yes, this is a great advance in computer science.
And one of the things this software helps, it helps reverse your sense of value.
Whoa, I can't maintain
before
it.
You get to stage
I can't,
two.
I can't deal with it. Is
the first
real?
Thing that leaves, like alcohol, is your sense of judgment.
Oh, my God, what's happening?
Pretty soon you'll be murdering along with the best of them.
Rinse.
See, what helps in this quest is
my
that
God,
the gunshots...
What have I done?
The gunshots
Mother,
sound like
Mother.
Springy little fluffy balls of cotton instead of the horrible, normal, hard impact that you're used to from the real world. These bullets sound so sweet and lovely.
Why, they were.
They smell pink.
There was an aroma of roses washed with dew after these little projectiles had gone by. But now I only hear the melancholy, long, withdrawing roar, retreating to the breath of the night wind down the vast edges, drear and naked shingle of the world. Oh, the pain. Hey, who put that goofy robot here?
I don't know, but here's another letter from a listener. It says, Dear Bob, shortly after reading the pamphlet of the Subgenius Number 1, I realized I had found an organization that I could really devote myself to, body and soul.
I remember thinking that millions of years ago. As
now I feel at peace for the first time in my life.
Yeah, well, that won't last long.
I also find myself repeating sayings of the only true one in public places where there are lots of people around. I keep saying to myself over and over, if they can't take it, take a joke.
Stop, this is mangling the sacred doctrine.
It's hard to explain. But
it's
something
impossible.
About that bit of
on
wisdom
radio, it's not suitable
seems
for airplane.
To me in a transcendent mood.
Transcendent. Sign me a disgruntled subgenius.
Yes.
And now I have seen the light, and I... But there's never refunds in the church. You're there. You're there already.
There is a
you're
refund. There's several problem. Refunds.
Oh, there are.
Triple your money back.
Oh, right. Yeah. No.
But that could be embarrassing, too, when you triple your money back.
Nobody's ever come forward with that one. They've always gotten their money's worth.
Oh.
We yes, offer course, triple your money back. Eternal salvation or triple your money back.
That's it. Eternal salvation or triple your money back.
Right. So
that is our guarantee.
We've given everyone who joins the church eternal salvation.
The church?
And no one, the church. That's what we call it here in the show.
I just can't get used to this new generation and their baby talk and everything.
We call it the church,
you know,
man, because
one
it
who
just
is classically
better.
Trained, I reject the use of the word of the church in this context.
You're a fundamentalist.
And plus, we cover up anything. You know,
well, you want to. Get dressed. It's not a pretty sight.
The doctrine of erasability and deniability.
All exploded antique methods of thought, quite outmoded.
And obtainium.
In not, the age of obtainium.
Not the doctrine of erasability.
Rockets.
That's not outmoded at all. It's actually used and employed by most of our political leaders.
And obtainium one acquires as being a church member.
Who do I lie to today? I mean, I have so many choices. Who can actually give me the most lie bang for my lie buck? When I invest my lies, I want to make sure they offer me the most
Minimax.
Greatest return on my investment.
How about a telephone survey? Return.
Sure, that sounds like a great idea. Statistics. We'll
it's
compile a body
now.
Of statistics, which we can use to promulgate our lies.
This, I think, will be the answer to many... Oh, we lost it.
Oh.
It's not on the screen anymore.
There's not a lot of substance to it. It was very thin and
almost wafer-like. But we'll have another one
really?
Down the stream by and by.
So that's enough for you to do the thing to, right?
Well, I could. But I...
After they get dipped, they dip those old ladies in the water like that. That's really
it's
makes
good
them
for them.
Of,
it seizes them up in a rapture of joy for the Lord, and
they
then they get pneumonia
like
and die, leaving everything to the church. But of course, I kid these benefactresses.
Yes, I kid them too. I kid you not, but I kid them.
And I ask, hey Joe, you got dumb?
Hey, Joe.
Yes, I have many questions of a similar nature.
Chocolate.
But they all boil down to the basic algorithm, i.e., what's in it for me? Yes, it's all about me. Me, and the me show on which I, i.e., me, appear. And the me show is me. Me. Thank you very much. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. This means a lot.
What about me?
Oh, and next is what'd you say your name was? Better, you know. Hard act to follow. Better get out there. They're in an ugly mood. Restive. Got some old fruit I shouldn't warrant. And that was the beginning of a fantastic success for matinee idol and rock star Dr. Philo Drummond.
Thank you.
That
Thank
night
you.
Made theatrical history, and now his thousands of fans are pushing in,
yes,
fighting
guys,
for
you.
A glimpse of the man
Come
who revolutionized music with the Swinging Love Corpses and created a new religion almost as an afterthought. They're approaching
Come
the disc at the beginning of the platform, and now the security guards are fighting, pushing the crowd back, but they don't want to give. Their idol is there, and they know it. And
please, everybody,
and there he is now.
Calm down.
Dr. Philo Drummond.
Calm
he's appeared.
Down.
He's attempting to crowd to quiet, rather than
everyone.
Quiet
all of you back there who are in a state of nudity. Those of you that are unclothed. that have no costume are exposing some portion of the female breast below the top of the areola and any portion of the pubic hair, anus, cleft, or the buttocks, vulva, or genital. Please, calm down.
All right, they're at the show. But they wouldn't calm down.
They wouldn't calm down.
The crowd seethed in agitation for hour upon hour.
This is starting to get ugly, Dr. Howe. What are we going to do?
Well, we can sneak out the back way if the cashier isn't holding our
trunk.
They're
starting to throw things.
This isn't for me.
I'm throwing knives at
feet
the stage.
Get moving.
Dodge those knives. Look, that guy has a gun that shoots knives.
I can't believe this. This is impossible. Unreal. I must be hallucinating.
I'm going to play the sax for a little.
I wouldn't treat a dog like this.
Board,
this, I,
okay,
I
they're starting to calm
this,
down with a sax solo.
This isn't very subgenius.
Oh, man. The crowd has gotten, they fall into a somnambulistic state of semi-catatonic.
They're like zombies shuffling around. What happened? We had them. Everything was going fine.
They were right there in the palm of our hands. We almost...
Now they're just shuffling brain dead.
We had them. They were eating out of our hands like cattle.
They broke
like
the
with
skin
their big
here.
Fat
see,
tongues.
Got a bandage.
Their big, fat, sloppy, saliva-laden tongues slobbering and slavering our hands.
Stop it. I don't want to see that footage. Please stop. Stop running it. That's all right. I remembered. I was there.
That little hunchback, that small, gnarled little hunchback was riding on the top of that one.
It'll be
rebummed
again and again.
Those were good times, weren't they?
Those were great times, man.
Those were wonderful. I'm always excited to hear, you know, when you're dealing with the zombies and the slobber and
and the protoplasm, the ectoplasm, the neoplasm.
And we didn't have towels or anything. We just let it dry. You know, we just let it dry. We didn't mind. It was.
No, the air takes.
We didn't know.
Stuff.
We didn't know about the disease or anything in those days. You know.
Oh my goodness! You shouldn't have mentioned the disease. I mean, the as we call it, the indisposition.
Don't have to worry about it. We're taking care of that right now. We've been taking care of it for the past several hours, and you know, with the.
Really? So you're in better shape than you've ever been, right?
It's a done deal. You've got to trust me on this one.
You're younger now than you were earlier, right?
It's funny how that works, but you know, we have it all set up in the basement, and we've been working on it, and I think we've got
and
it all
the basement
now.
Laboratory.
And ladies and gentlemen, this shows an advanced stage of environmental adaptation.
But the mash is down there bubbling
has,
and seething, expanding.
Able to expound on.
It's alive.
The presence of millions of microorganisms.
It's alive.
It's alive!
Actually, it's several lives.
It's alive!
It's
about seven or eight lives all of
them. And does the entire basement smell like a winery?
Oh, it smells like progress.
That's great. Mutation is the key there, too.
I never realized
we call them mutants.
What?
I'm some sort of
yeah, he should have had braces. It's too bad.
Say, did I ever tell you about a number of illegal operations?
Is this the Flint thing again? I love that Flint music, man.
Yes, man learned to make Flint and to strike
and
sparks.
The
and then he was master of fire. But he never got the patent, and so he lost a fortune, which cannot even be estimated today.
Dear friends, have you ever gone to a party and felt like the turd in the punch bowl?
Oh. Everything to sky was a great big blueberry pie.
Did you ever sit down to play your favorite video game and you couldn't figure out which controller to use?
Did you?
We've got a lot of sympathy for you.
Well, you're right, it is.
Ever been in the middle of a seance and somebody else was bumping the table and they weren't getting your cues right and all the dupes were starting to fall away?
Hey, who you calling a doofus, man? My seances are run with a professional outlook. Always, always.
Ever been the victim of a barely articulated sub-religion that couldn't figure out how to set its goals right?
Too late. Too late.
I never felt the fulfillment.
There is fulfillment.
In giving my money?
Yes, there is balm in Gilead.
Have you ever given your money and not felt a value transaction exchange equivalent to the monetary value?
I think Johnny Rotten asked that question.
But you never sent the $30 to become an ordained sub-genius minister. That's what Dr. Drummond is talking about.
I thought it was $2. I had no idea. I never got a response.
Oh, it goes up all the time, having to do with amortization of wear and tear, necessary production expenses. Those limos out front aren't for free, you know.
Has the bitterness of poor quality remained long after the sweetness of low price has evaporated?
Is there a guarantee that...
$29.95.
You know, I will be able to go up in a spaceship and all that crazy stuff.
Yes, the spaceships will come and get you.
Oh, that's
You don't have to be at the assembly point. But if you've ever taken BART after hours, you have to transfer at 12th Street Station and get on the other train. If you don't stand right at the door and get on the other train first, you won't be able to get a seat on the train. Now, the saucers are just like that, you see. If you're at the assembly point, you'll get the best seats. Then they'll come and pick you up, but you'll be standing during the orgies.
Dollfoot is young rival showing new maison voluptuizer.
It's always a tough position.
The more you pay, the more Ivan Stang will clutch you to his withered bosom.
Zort stroking fast and bulbous.
Yes, it's all there in the turgid book of subgenius etiquette.
Bulbous when also tapered.
Young subgleamies are initiatized. Then Ivan Stang gets out the, well, as they say in the vernacular, he greases up the cat.
Now, who do I have to sleep with to not be a Bobby?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Any of them will work.
Oh, good. Because I was worried about that.
Just remember that on your way up to the top,
I think
there's going to be a lot of little people.
Governor Rocknar would be the answer to that one.
So please do it with love.
On the Love Show.
Got a subscription to Mad Magazine in my 3-year-old daughter's name just recently.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I love getting it.
Getting it in the mail, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always great to... I always wondered in the comic books, it would say subscription rates, blah, blah, blah. You could have subscribed to Turok Son of Stone or something.
Yeah.
For only a couple bucks.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody ever did subscribe to a comic book.
Yeah, I did.
Which
not
ones?
To a comic book, though. No, I only subscribe to magazines. I subscribe to Famous Monsters of Film.
Oh, yeah, well, I did.
Yeah,
yes.
But Famous Monsters, do they say things like Gronk?
Not necessarily.
Not so much.
No, that's not Famous Monsters.
But maybe Hot Rod Cartoons
did.
Hot Rod Cartoons said things.
Pete Millar's Drag Cartoons.
Drag Cartoons and Hot Rod Cartoons. Those were great.
Ed Big Daddy Roth's monster cartoons.
Yeah, they were like
Robert Williams
predecessors to underground comics in some ways.
Well, they had Gilbert Chilton and Robert Williams.
Right, they had some early Wonder Warthog was in there even from time to time.
In fact, Pete Millar did publish 2 issues of a rare experimental Wonder Warthog comic book, which went on sale nationally and failed.
I had that. I had a copy.
Oh, there! It's wonderful. I have both issues, I think.
Yeah. Those were great. They were like the best.
They're called, Ish.
That's when we first started our comic book-ism.
In the Ish days?
Yeah, back in the Ish. When you had your first Ish, second Ish.
I'm feeling a little bit squishy about the Ish, eh? Now, I know what it is to refer to an Ish. I was part of that generation. Nobody knows what you're talking about now if you talk about an Ish.
Yeah.
But I do. You may have noticed in my overly chatty column that I write weekly when I'm putting that thing out, I use that and many other revolting expressions.
Yes,
I talk about what was written in the last ish and so on.
You're like the you're kind of like the variety newspaper of the subgenius church.
Well, somebody has to cover that beat. Somebody
Headlines. Come up with some of those variety headlines. Those are great. People love them. Makes them feel close to you. Makes them want to
be better
in your
people.
Sphere.
Sub G's Nick's stick flick picks.
Hick flick picks?
Well, these picks don't go over in the sticks where Hicks...
Hicks, Nicks, hang. Flick, Picks.
Hicks, Nicks, Flick... Hicks, Nicks, Picks, and Sticks.
Hicks.
Or Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks.
Right.
The luggage ought to be here any moment, and then we'll all go have a cup of coffee or something.
I think she was saying we've got 30 minutes, and we have to be out of here.
Oh, yeah.
I've got coffee lunch right now.
I hate the way she comes in, and she's so mean. She has always so aggressive. And
yeah.
Makes me feel contrary just from the very beginning.
You guys got 30 minutes.
You got 30 minutes. Sounds like you want to go home. Like you want to end it all.
We
don't. We take over the station.
I
want to
go home.
When
do
you want to go home?
Snap out of it. Like there a man. No
get home. Get up here. Come stop sniveling. You will get your
pack up. In the morning.
Drinking.
All right, drinking. That's it. Pack up your attaché case and get out of here. Take
but
those
I'm kind
attachés
of
a attaché
to that case. Oh, well.
Get your luck.
Those kids these days. They just don't try.
Like the zombies?
Like the Extra Action Marching Band?
Well, they're zombies.
On March 4th.
They act like zombies.
Kill Sonic.
March 4th? I don't think they're like zombies. I think they're well rehearsed. Zombies don't rehearse at all. Zombies are impromptu.
They can't rehearse. They try to rehearse and they fall apart. They don't even try anymore.
It's a thespian's complaint of falling apart under pressure.
It's not like Crash Worship.
Just like those songs.
Who did crush the TVs? No, the...
Oh, kill your TV.
Shark bait.
Yeah. Gore was pure slack.
I got video of Shark bait. I shoved kill your TV.
Now, is that the caller at the bottom of the sound well?
Did you say,
that was at,
were you
that
talking
was at
about
Ace.
Fear? Were you saying fear? Who were you talking about?
There's no fear. There's only the beers.
About zombies.
Let's start a war.
Zombies
and
sousaphones.
Gumby.
Zombies and
sousaphones?
How many sousaphones do they have?
If you ever watch a zombie play a sousaphone, it ain't pretty.
Well, they do what they did in life, as insofar as they're able to follow through.
I thought most of them play accordion.
I think a zombie could play an accordion all right. I mean,
not well, but could play
it. That's their normal instrument, I think.
Two zombies went into an accordion shop.
Yeah, I know that guy. Yeah.
Kimmerick's shop.
Kimmerick Smythe. Smythe's accordions. Smythe is in Smith.
Yes. The Discordian Accordion. Sorry, Jerry Lewis.
Why is it so black in here suddenly?
That's
black.
Well, it happens about this time of night. When the sky gets dark and the world goes black. And we only mean that.
Prince Memnon's sister, out of
WNEW New York. Should I see how black the coffee is?
The flagship meeting,
yes.
They also have stations
you
in
have to do
Jersey,
this test here. It's a special test. Here, stick the pipe in there.
Oh, not pipes of the piposphere.
Stick the pipe in. Stick the pipe in there.
India.
But you don't know where it's been.
Try these new non-Euclidean pipes.
Careful, son. Those things can whisk you off to an alternate universe, like if Hubert Humphrey had been elected president.
That pipe's good, but you gotta make sure you go for the right end.
All right, don't pay any attention to me. Go ahead, smoke your magic pipe. See if I care. If you get translated into Dimension 52, don't come crying to me.
What's the business end of the pipe?
Who, me?
Well, I was going to...
Oh, massaging this gland over here.
Excuse me. Throw a towel over.
What?
Palpate this thing.
I'm terribly sorry that any of you should have seen that. This is most distressing. I don't know how to account for it, but a momentary... you know, he's been with us a long time.
What did you name it?
Renfrew. We named it Renfrew, and at first it was small, and we kept it in a box in the basement, but later it started to grow large, and it got aggressive and obstreperous, and we couldn't control it. We couldn't hold it. We couldn't keep it down there. It got out. It got far out and right on.
Thank you. That's great. I just brought coffee in here. Man, that doesn't happen very often.
A little hot Java.
I'm out of the glass.
A perk that perks.
So, Sphinx, so what do you know about the Dobbstown Wrestling Federation? Anything? That's, I heard that's starting to make an impact on the professional wrestling world.
Oh, Dobbstown Wrestling all night long.
Possible deniability.
I don't believe it. Midget
wrestlers.
Sing that midget wrestler song.
The midget wrestlers at Dobbstown. It's the Cambodian midget wrestlers. Yeah, they have the little tiny midgets and then the bigger midgets. And then they have like the midgets that are like giant midgets.
I'm having bad thoughts.
And the midget giants.
Sold all the tickets and hired 40 Cambodian midget wrestlers.
Yes, I can always consume all these products.
Liquid
I heard about that. Yeah, they had to wrestle a lion, and like 20 of them died.
Who had to wrestle a lion?
It was in Cambodia. They had a wrestling match where they had a bunch of Cambodian midget wrestlers that had to wrestle a lion. And they just chewed through those little midget wrestlers. The ones that finally conquered the lion, you know, they were...
Some wrestling promoter there.
A wrestling promoter there. They don't
actually
have...
sold tickets. They had like 40, or 20, I guess. 20. Cambodian Midget Wrestling Association.
Yeah, and about half of them died. Yeah, they... I think what it was is that they had too many midgets in the stable, and they needed to reduce the inventory.
They were chewed by a lion, you're saying?
Yeah, chewed by lion. By a lion, or was it more than one?
No, one lion.
One lion.
It was one lion per midget, or 20 midgets?
No, one lion versus 20 midgets.
Oh, wow.
And the lion killed 10 of them.
And the others finally just... Hey,
lion 10, midgets 0.
Yeah, the other 10 midgets ran off once the first 10 midgets died. They got the best.
Well, they understood that discretion was the better part of valor.
That's right.
He who fights and runs away lives to fight another day.
Or lives
but
to run off another day.
He who is in battle slain shall
never live to fight again. You heard the French version of that, right? He who runs and runs away can live to run another day.
So the French invented that.
Right. Right. Runs away.
The one I
he who turns and runs away will live to turn
the
and
colonial
run away
days
again.
Of our country.
That's the way it was early on. It's like he who quits early and runs off and takes the equipment home with him will turn and take the equipment home with him another day. And earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
He who steals the boss's stuff shall never end up on his duff.
Yeah.
That's true.
He who steals the boss's job.
Better start checking out.
Yes, that missing stapler and the staple remover, you know, the, all those reams of paper, the Xerox paper. Paper clips, you want paper clips, you know, and...
No gift of no kind. It's just being alive and watching television.
Typewriter correction fluid, if you want it, we got it.
I travel when I watch
it. Is that
your Pendiflex files and your...
is that Jesse?
Yeah, it's Jesco.
It's Jesco? That's Jesco White?
Beirut is
the dancing outlaw.
But it's coming to be Beirut.
Yeah, it's called The World According to Jesco White.
Oh, man, why don't you send that to me?
Okay.
I want to.
I'll do it right now.
Going down here to the post office. What's that on YouTube?
No, he's older now, isn't he?
He's got a beard.
White hair.
He talks about dinosaurs in the Congo.
Godzilla.
Jesco talks about dinosaurs? Well, maybe there's hope for him after all.
It's funny because I had a Genius Film Festival just recently in Shively, California. And one of the things we showed was the Dancing Outlaw from 1991.
And how did that go?
What a classic. What a classic. Oh, it went great. We showed movies two nights.
Has he done any
Shiving?
In the big hole?
Where's Shiving?
Big house.
Shively.
Shively, is south of Eureka. It's right on the Avenue of the Giants, on the Eel River there.
How about those Giants?
That's a pretty area.
So what about near Pepperwood? Record. You might know that one. Or north of Redway.
Enough of these fidgeting midgets.
Near Peckerhead.
That's close to Geyser.
Poor little midgets.
Are you saying that...
We're saying that Michael Pepe has called on, he just never calls anymore.
I stroke right past.
He is living in.
I'm personally saying that the guy missed. Yeah, what I'm saying is Michael Pepe, missed the curve here because he had nubile young maidens wrestling, not midgets.
And we didn't have any midgets. That's our problem.
You're talking about Michael Pepe's all-girl wrestling?
That's the one, and he completely missed the boat on this. 20 years ahead.
He was one of the 20
years ahead
of
somebody else's time.
I was about 15 minutes ahead of my time.
Man, why don't you do that again? Why don't you do it again?
The bigger they are, the nicer they are.
Only use midgets and women.
Hey, can I be a wrestling manager if you do that again?
One of the wrestlers, in fact, the wrestler that I teamed up with Janer in that particular thing, was called Action Girl, and she is in the show last night. She also is in the Burning Man play.
Oh, my God. She was in the Burning Man.
Yeah, she sings a song while the newbie sort of adjusts to his transformation.
Oh, my God. She sang a song in the Burning Man opera?
Yeah. This is
Michael. Wow. Michael J. Pepper.
Harley's there.
$50 to see that?
And, it's $50?
Well, it's a lot of money. Bucks.
It's what? I think it's 35. You may be confusing it with Teatro Sanzano, which is a different thing, and that's a much more expensive show.
Zanzani,
yeah. These guys are the opening band for that, and they're only $35, and it's worth the money. It's really a great show. Because it's all your friends that are in a show about something you made fun of years ago.
That's a lot of money for people that make $7 or $8 an hour.
Well, they don't go to Burning Man. No. I mean, we're not talking about clowns like that.
It's called How to Survive David Apocalypse.
We're talking about people that can afford to help Larry's hat grow larger and larger to shave the entire.
And how was camping with the Reverend David
Apocalypse? Yeah. Oh, that was great. Nothing's the matter
with David Apocalypse. You know, he's like a brokeback genius.
He is a fantastic.
He's a brilliant brokeback. Performer. And,
The Museum of Exotic Strange Oddities.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What's the name of that one?
But how come I didn't hear about the Jericho party? Wow, did you go to that?
Oh, yeah, I knew about that, but I couldn't.
Oh,
I did. The bachelor party. They went on a bus someplace, didn't they?
Oh, really?
They went on more than a bus. They went to a wine tasting thing, and just to make him think
that
was it.
Like fun.
Then they went to. He flew a World War I airplane,
and
he
and the
all sorts of crap big occurred that, that was set up by John Locke.
Five planes.
Incredible.
It calls it a
well, I guess I'm not on their dance card. I didn't hear about that.
You can dance?
No, that's the thing. I can't dance, so they didn't invite me.
Who knows? Who cares? Who cares? The pairs of dead men.
There are many moments we all miss.
And so, Hal, I mean,
all you gotta do is give me a little jalapeno juice and rub it in the right place, and anyone can dance.
Is that right? Going to the Subgenius thing in Portland?
I'm a going.
Portland, Oregon.
Who else is going?
I'm a going.
Wow.
Folk are going. The whole church is going. In fact, we were talking about you could get
puzzling
free
evidence.
You just mentioned Bob.
Buzz Ev is going, yeah.
Buzz Ev is going.
I get a ticket up there.
You mentioned Bob at the airport and you're in.
Get on the internet and go look at.
There's probably a bus that goes up.
Cyclone O Slack.
You should buy a ticket and then not go.
Cyclone O Slack.
Cyclone O Apostle.
Yeah, the cycle side. Cyclone.
I know there's a train up that goes up there.
Yeah.
Oh man, that train takes a long time.
Well,
I'd love to do that,
but if it doesn't break down.
Boy, it was exciting to hear the Pope of all Japan and now the Pope of all China.
Yeah, moved to a new country.
That was certainly a
vertical
move.
Chinese have a Pope now?
Yeah, the Pope of all China.
Why don't he just go ahead and assume the Pope of all Asia and
pick up the rest? I mean, it's a small change out to China.
He may be considering the terrible example set by Pope Nero.
He's selling the lower spots, so he's kind of spreading out, adding his wealth.
I don't think he did abdicate the papal throne of Japan.
No.
I think he just assumed both.
It's a bargain deal, and then he's got
the Pope of all Japan and China.
You know, you like. I hear it could be a mini Pope in Korea. It's like half a K, 2K, 500.
Hello, darling.
What about the Pope of India?
Hello. I think that one may still be up if you want it.
Yeah, yeah. Michael, you can probably get it for a few right now.
You could be the Pope of India.
All right.
I hear Steve.
How would you address the Pope of India?
In my dreams, you're blowing me.
Your holiness.
I think you could be like a Maharaja of India.
It wouldn't be bad.
Why not?
Not be bad.
I don't think they have any current Maharaja.
That takes a lot of slack.
In history,
that's what I'm praying.
Who it already is. It's built into the outfit, in the hat.
Yeah,
every hat. Yeah, that's got a bong built in.
Well, you know, hey, Saturday's
what?
The what parade?
The
love parade, not that techno-infused German atrocity.
All about the love.
And where is that?
In the city of love, of course.
I want to have a hate parade.
Didn't it start as the mermaid parade?
No. Oh, they weren't trying to
take
that.
Is there
like an Oktoberfest?
No, Marlo can't do that. He was still.
I don't know, but maybe there is.
Dia de los Muertos is coming out November 2nd.
And we could drink some good beer. Yeah, what's going on? Is there something going on? I know there's the.
The Tom Kennedy.
The Bluegrass Festival.
Yeah, Bluegrass Festival is this weekend.
The Laurel and Hardy Bluegrass Festival.
And the best part of all, it's free. Laurel.
That means it has Skaggs does an insider party for everybody at Slim's on Thursday.
Bluegrass.
That's good. Chicken John's doing
something. Yeah, Chicken John. Bob at the door, I'm sure.
Chicken John and the thing on the
on the doorstep.
The Delta.
Delta.
Delta. Island. The Empire. They are built out.
Man, they just go wherever they please.
Wasn't that last weekend, though? Yeah. The build-out party.
October 2nd. October 2nd.
It's this weekend, though. That was last weekend.
So, yeah, that's something chicken coup to be aware of.
It could be the Delta sweating. And
And there'll be a Subgenius Film Fest this weekend, too. That's another thing. Of course, Subgenius Film Fests are always free.
When is that going to be? Oh, you already had that.
Well, we had one last weekend. We're going to have one this weekend, too.
Really? Where's that?
That will be in an undisclosed location in Martinez, California.
Oh, my God.
If you're interested, we can touch base later.
You could be airlifted in.
I want to be airlifted in.
Good evening, fellas.
Well, that's right, Louisiana.
You're going to go?
Well, if you got to go,
man about
you
a
gotta
dog.
Go.
Huh?
All right, see then.
All right, thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Your contributions were greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and that was a wonderful cup of joe.
You guys are so...
Wow.
You have a good night there.
We appreciate it. Thank you for
your
kind words of praise
wonderful
and
fellas.
Encouragement.
Wonderful fellas.
We just assaulted you.
A great inspiration for all the kids out there, and I think they really appreciate what you've been doing.
Well, let me tell you, there's nothing this show is that isn't made by the listeners and the fans and the children and the audience.
It's about the love and the kids.
That's right. We respond to the love. We feed off of the love, and we feed on. I'm off the kids.
From Richmond.
Feed off the kids. Yeah.
And we don't leave a kid behind anywhere. We bring them all in to the big tent. It's a big tent that we've got here.
We've got room for one more, honey.
And we like to bring them all into the tent and turn off the lights.
You may already be a member.
And then spill. Then we rub Mazola oil all over our bodies.
Turn on the juice.
And we start rolling. Then we send the kids out because it starts getting a little obscene, and we don't want to be
that shipyard, you know,
accused of anything unseemly.
Yeah. Well, that's what the security guards are for.
We just want our activities to be seemly when the kids are around and unseemly when the kids aren't around.
Oh, believe me, honey, the kids are not around.
Just think of the children.
We like the seemliness to be cleanly divided between the...
You like to divide the kids?
We divide the seemliness.
And brothers shall be divided
into the seemly and the unseemly.
And sister from brother.
Well, but we don't divide the kids unless there's a dispute about ownership.
Well,
there's what is and there's what seems, and there's a scene between them.
Then we get down to the nitty-gritty, and we pull out the big sharp sword.
Yeah.
We start sawing into the show for a while.
I'll pull out my big sword.
We had to cut a hole in the show just to get it to take a landing.
It's whetted on the blood of martyrs.
Cross-cut rip saw.
It's a cross-cut rip saw, all right.
Yeah. We're going to change the blades once in a while to keep the show going.
Yes, another Rip Taylor roast.
When we keep it cut down to size. It was a big show tonight. It was a 5-hour show.
Yeah, I read something on the internet about your show being bigger than the
internet.
Usual show.
Yeah, it's expanded to fill the space, in which it will if given the opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
The show's never actually expanded to its maximum size. We don't know how big it would get if they would just let it go.
50 hours. About 500 hours, probably.
A bit, then that makes the show big enough to fill any space.
That's exactly right. The show will fill 25 hours in a 24-hour day, and
that's right.
The show transforms every hour into a 46-minute hour.
Every hour on the hour.
And then crams an extra one in there at the end of the day.
All that show back down to size.
That's
you'll
the hard
only
part.
Do it if you've murdered time.
That is
time.
The hard part.
We have to slain him.
We have to murder time.
And wiped your bloody blade upon his beard.
We got to squeeze the show.
While he lies there,
like
the clockwork scrolling across
the floor. Pound bag.
Swings and pendulums.
What do you do with all that extra show bloat?
You just scrape it off like so much flotsam and jetsam and just sling it off the blade, the show blade scrapers.
You put it in the compost? I hear you got a compost for excess stone now.
How'd you know about that compost?
I heard some com simps wreck the compost.
I heard that legally now you have to compost.
You have to. If you sneak around and you like throw your trash away, you still have to have a compost bin and act like you're composting.
I hear
there's... What is your excess stone good for? I mean...
Compost.
Oh, you know, so it's like...
You can use it to mulch your garden.
Oh, yeah.
Mulch your garden. I mean,
magnetic tape is for.
You can use it to clean your toilets.
Right. The plants need the metal.
Now, what happens? My toilet's going to end up smelling like soda.
You can use the
Like soda?
Your commode.
We'll be back with more of Philo's gardening tips in a moment. But first,
a word from our sponsor.
Upcoming
a swap out.
Well, what Michael Pepe performances and public appearances are going to be on the calendar for the immediate future?
And, of course, don't forget, October 28th will be the Tom Kennedy Memorial Auction.
Oh.
At the
Where will that be?
Gallery over 9th and Folsom.
I will be presiding.
Folsom. Oh, will? Oh, excellent. Excellent. What's good, good. And Cyber Sam still needs donations.
When is the next Ask Dr. Hal show?
Well, that's in the lap of the gods, my boy. It's not entirely up to me.
I need to know.
Senor Chicken's back, is he not?
No, he's gone off again to build his own nation in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, it's not just a weekend
raft.
Job. I just
he's going to print his own money
job.
And secede from the United
weekend?
States. So,
this weekend?
And only
Chaos McMama Cat, you're awake out there, huh? Well, I'll be.
Oh, somebody's looking.
And you didn't
who was
call.
Trying to call?
I agree, Michael Pepe, but this is not now the time for such deliberations. However, I know that you and the rest of the faithful will not allow the Ask Dr. Hal show to perish ignobly.
No, it won't perish ignobly. It will perish in a... It won't perish at all. It'll live on forever. Should I perish?
Get a little drunk and you land in jail. Is that what you're hinting?
No, we will... Pass the torch of the show to a new generation. A generation that will succeed beyond our wild.
Just don't set your camp on fire with those tiki torches.
Well,
that's a special job for Joe.
Don't worry
don't
about
take that job away from Joe.
See how they burn. See how they burn.
By the way, the love parade is now $10.
What?
Yes. And where is this at?
On public land.
They're
parade.
Now charging money to go to the Civic Center tomorrow for an outdoor
Cost
show.
Money to assemble public
And if you
land,
want to drink a beer, they'll corral you in a special sector behind police tape
exactly.
Where you may buy an extremely expensive beer and drink it right there
bring your
with
own.
The cops
bring
watching.
Brew your own even better.
But it is not true. Bob is manly.
They're going to check your bag so you can't bring your
I
own.
I always
That's
said he
said.
Was, my boy. I always
We've
said
always
he
got
was.
An eye on you.
Bob is a masculine, manly man.
It is not true. Bob is manly.
He will have drink tickets. Just ask for Bob. He'll have drink tickets for you.
That
at
was
the bar.
Said by a disgruntled sub genius. He should not be credited.
Bob
Someone
is
who was
more powerful than the doggy.
Bob's darsham, his inner essence.
Oof.
Well, he's man enough for me, and
Have you tried that, Dr. Ross?
Next week we'll cover Bob fights the Indians.
It's got more meat and it's got more pleasure. It's got more meat to make it taste the way it should.
Bob cooked his meat right.
Here we are, down to the
Wow, wow, wow.
All the old institutions are crumbling.
Better get used to it. They're gone.
It never really ends.
It just keeps going.
And in fact, it never really starts either.
Yes,
that's the magic about it.
It never gets to the middle even.
A pleasing delusion.
It just starts going backwards.
It's just like the end of the show, which we have arrived at now.
It's art, folks.
So just say goodbye. And we'll see you next week for another normal 2-hour show.
Is the show upon?
Morning stars arise.
Roger Wilson.
Day is breaking.
Have a great weekend.
In my
you too.
As we celebrate the 60th anniversary of the communist state of Red China, with a huge earthquake and tsunami and swallowing hundreds of thousands.
Oh, where
American Samoa.
Dear mothers.
Yes.
Oh, where are our dear mothers? Day is a breaking in my soul.
They are down in the valley. Praying.
They are down in the valley praying. They are down in the valley praying. praying. Day is a breaking in my.